Women in bass fishing have come a long, long way, and today with me is Robin Babb. And I guess, Robin, the first thing is the WBT is alive and well, second year going, and things seem to be working out pretty well with that trail.
Yeah, I think so. We couldn't be happier with ESPN and BASS coming on board and bringing the Women's Bassmaster Tour. It's giving us so many opportunities that we could have never had, unless something with that big of an entity had come on and done this for us.
Well, when you step up to the plate and you think about women's bass fishing, of course it's been around a long time. You had Bass and Gals, and then a lot of events and leagues after that. But now you've got kind of a legitimate WBT. It's getting some national television exposure. The ladies there are doing their part with the wrap boats and all that kind of stuff. You guys are really stepping up, and it's getting a lot of public knowledge about what's going on in the way of women's professional fishing.
We are, and I don't mean to, put Bass and Gals or the WBFA down at all at what they did for us in the past. They just didn't have access to television. And then, like you said, national exposure, my goodness, now there's women all over the world who know that there's an organization that they can come and fish competitively. And it's just been a great eye-opener that, we have women from Japan and South Africa and Canada coming here to the United States to fish competitively. And that is cool. I mean, that's really great. We do have the wraps and things going on. And we have a lot of people asking what's going on with the Women's Bassmaster Tour. They want to know, and they're keeping up with us. Our fan bases are getting great. I have a fan club, as a matter of fact, in Australia. And, how could I have said that was going to happen in the past? This is great.
Well, and let's reflect a little bit. You guys just had your classic, your championship, and that was down when the other classic was going on. The Bassmaster men's side was going on. And Pam Martin Wells won that thing. But you don't really look at the winner quite as much sometimes as you do just the idea that you guys are now having a championship that's on ESPN.
I was very, very fortunate to be one of those 12 of the pro anglers that got to go. And that was an experience that no one can take away from me. Also, it's an experience that I am having a very difficult time explaining how I felt, because we did make history. And the thing about not only making history is we've brought the light again to the Women's Bassmaster Tour. And having us be able to walk across that classic stage, which is just the ultimate of bass fishing, brought so much attention to the Women's Bassmaster Tour. It's just done great things for us.
Well, it certainly has in the way of sponsorships as well. I know, you've done a good job of going out and promoting and with Vicious and Powell, and you've got a little truck that you pull your boat around with that's not too bad. And there's just a lot of, and I want you to explain that. I'm being kind of facetious there. But you've got an opportunity, I think, with sponsorship now that maybe you didn't have in the past. And companies like Zephyr, who I mentioned there, they've stepped aboard with you, and you're in some pretty good company there.
I am. I'm very fortunate. Zephyr Travel System, has taken me on and asked me if I, along with Edwin Evers, would debut a new unit for them. And it's a 45-foot fifth wheel style trailer that's, a complete travel system. In my home, it's my garage, it's my office, and I just hook up my one-ton dually to it. I back my Triton TR21X up, in the back of it. And I have everything right there in that just monster machine. And not only do I have everything there that's convenient for me, I have something to show off that the public wants to see. It's a lot like NASCAR. When you have someone like me pulling that type of unit, I have a woman that's jumping out of this. Again, I call it a monster machine because it really is. That gets people's attention. Then you have people like Randy Howell and Jason Quinn and Edward Evers also in these type of, pieces of equipment. It really, really does make a statement that we're here, we're serious, we're spending money, as well as the sponsors are spending money. These things aren't cheap, and so it takes a lot of help to keep them on the road. And I'm very fortunate to have Triton and Vicious Fishing and Powell Rods on board with me. And, we'd spoke about just a little while ago about the other women getting wraps. Ramada Inn has came on with Jan Huebner. Biosonics and Rattle Trap with Sherry Glasgow. There's a lot of things going on for the women that we're out there and showing the sponsors, showing these companies that we're valuable to them. And with us, putting on what I call the circus atmosphere, it really makes the public want to come and see what's going on. When the public comes and sees us, then that allows us to promote bass fishing to them and bring more people into this sport. My Zephyr Travel System is just incredible, and I'm so very fortunate to be part of that original team. And what I envision is what's called, you know, the Zephyr Zone. I want women to have these travel systems out there, setting it up, looking like NASCAR, you know, creating excitement and letting the public come see us.
Well, being an entrepreneur yourself, I mean, you've got a restaurant, you've been in the real estate business, you've had some highly stressed jobs across the country, but being an entrepreneur, you're now looking at that entrepreneur-ish things that you have to do with fishing, I would think, and trying to parlay them into some deals and those kind of things. So the Zephyr thing kind of comes into that. That looks like a neat deal for you. But then on top of it, you've got some other things I'm sure you're always working on when it comes to, you know, looking at the non-endemic and endemic as well.
Absolutely. The thing about fishing and sponsorships is there are a fairly limited amount of industry, you know, fishing-type industry sponsorships out there. So we do have to go out and look for those non-endemic or the companies that have nothing to do with fishing but that we can help promote. And one of those, for me, I mean, you look at this Zephyr unit, which is a recreational vehicle, and I have a sponsor that came on, Escapees RV Club, who just jumped on it because they said, you know, you're out there, you're in a recreational vehicle, you're living in this thing, and that's what we're about. We're about having fun as well as being full-time recreational people. So those kind of companies that really, really, you know, they have maybe on the fringes of fishing or have absolutely nothing to do with fishing can really be helped by us. And yes, I am out there looking for those companies that need the help, that can help me, and that I can help them.
Well, Robin, I think that's very, very important. And, you know, the WBT continues to gain notoriety. You know, you pick up, whether it's a bass fan or you pick up any of the trades inside the sport, you see a lot of people and a lot of talk about, you know, anglers. One thing that came to mind here recently was Pam Martin Wells having a day on the lake. You know, you would have never heard of that or thought of that a few years ago, and now she was, you know, on the cover of Bassmaster magazine.
Oh, Terry, I just got goosebumps. I mean, they've run all over me. You know, when they first announced the Women's Bassmaster Tour, they have what's, you know, the Bass Times magazine. And if you become a Bass Insider member, you get the Bass Times magazine. And I can remember going to the post office right after they announced the tour, and Pam Martin actually won our preview event on Louisville. She made that cover. I opened my post office box and looked at that and saw a woman on the cover of Bass Times, and I cried. It's just so exciting. And now we have her on the Bassmaster magazine. Now she's, I think, you know, they're officially about the third or fourth woman that's been on one of those covers. But this is a spotlight. This is a spotlight for the Women's Bassmaster Tour. And now that you're opening those magazines and, you know, flipping through them, you're going to see more and more pages devoted to the Women's Bassmaster Tour. And I want to take this opportunity to thank ESPN and BASS for allowing us to do these things and giving us this opportunity. The more they do that, the more people can see that women are out there fishing, and we can grow that sport.
Well, there's no question that there is a niche. There's no question that, you know, it doesn't, you don't have to be big, strong, you know, like a center linebacker type body style or shape or whatever to fish. I mean, fish don't know that, and they can go out and ladies can catch fish just as well as men can. And I think that's kind of the neat thing about this. You know, you may not be able to hit a golf ball as far, you may not be able to do a lot of other things, but when it comes to fishing, it's an equal sport.
It really is, and isn't that neat? I don't feel any better than the men, and the men shouldn't feel any more empowered than me. You know, we are equal, and anyone can do it. I really, really enjoy a paraplegic tournament that I do. And so, you know, I'm a boater, and we bring these people that have very little function in their legs or in their arms, and they're out there on these lakes able to catch bass. We can help them do that. So it really doesn't matter, you know, your age, your physical capabilities or anything. Anybody can fish, and that is a really great thing about a sport like this. You know, more people fish than golf and play tennis combined, and 1 in 4 people in the United States fish. Now, that's a lot of people who are fishing, and that's a lot of people who can get involved in something that says, you know, this is a sport for anybody, whether you want to just sit on the bank, you know, and perch jerk, or you want to sit on the bank and, you know, fish for bass, or if you want to get in one of these extremely powerful Triton boats, you know, and just fly down the lake at 70-plus miles an hour and compete as hard as you can. There's niches for absolutely everybody in this sport, and that's a great sport.
Well, Robin, no question about it. I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. And, you know, one of the things I think that people maybe miss is the fact that, you know, you're out there, you're working hard every day, not only at a job, but, you know, the sport of bass fishing. And it's very, very hard at times to be able to get some of the exposure. And you know, I want you to keep me apprised on what's going on in your career, because I think it's really neat to see you out there doing the things you're doing. And here at Bass Fan, we're pretty proud of the fact that, you guys are really cutting a big swath, no doubt about it.
Well, I want to thank you, Terry, very much. You know, and the more and more that I look at this website that you have, I mean, it's incredible. And a big, big thank you to go out to y'all, because you are taking the women seriously and you're putting us on your website. You know, and here I am on your radio. I mean, this is wonderful. Thank you very much. And we want to make sure to take those opportunities and, you know, use them well.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.